After a fantastic 21-7 overall record, the 2023-24 season is now over for the Prescott Cardinals boys basketball team. They advanced to the state tournament, getting to the state semifinals, where they fell to eventual state champion St. Thomas More 68-45. The Cardinals were in it at halftime, only down 3 at 26-23, but More pulled away, outscoring the Cardinals by 20 in the second half. As head coach Nick Johnson of the Cardinals told KDWA Sports on Monday, this was nothing short of a tremendous season.
Well, it's been an amazing year, you know, and coming into the year, the people in our locker room and the parents, we believed we could get there. We knew what we had coming back. We knew what some of our young kids could be, and it all just came together for us. And it didn't take 1 week. It took months to figure things out and put the pieces of the puzzle together. And like I said, it was a great year. Our trip to Manis was awesome. From the time we got on the bus to the time we got off that bus back in Prescott, boy, we had a blast. And I appreciate every second with those kids, our team this year. I absolutely love this group. I love being around them. I love coaching them. They were amazing kids. Of course, the game didn't go as we wanted to, but we lost to one monster of a team. And, you know, some say that's the third best team in the state of Wisconsin, any division, and we gave it everything we had. I mean, we were right into the halftime. We were right in with about 6 minutes to go, and eventually their athleticism, size, their quickness, stuff like that, it kind of took over, and we had opportunities. We missed, you know, a lot of open shots, and we had some costly turnovers at the end, but nothing to hang our heads at. And again, so proud of this group, and it's been such a magical season.
We can't go any further than mentioning this wonderful senior class led by one of the best players in Prescott basketball history in Dallas Wallen. No matter how many minutes each of these seniors played, they'll be remembered as a group forever.
Yeah, it was such a great group of kids. You can start up the top of Dallas, you know, a four-year starter and an amazing player, amazing kid. I mean, the kid has just been kind of a staple of our program, and it's just kind of weird, one of those kids, to think next year he's not going to be there. It's just weird. And we've been so spoiled with so many good players over, you know, my tenure over the 13 years. And we told him last night, if he's not one of the greatest players we've ever had, I mean, he's definitely on Mount Rushmore Prescott. He's definitely one of the greatest, if not the greatest, you could argue, with the stats and what he's accomplished. And all those other seniors, from Ian Leese to Mason Schumer to Colgan and right down the line, to the kids that didn't get a lot of minutes, who didn't get a lot of playing time, just great kids, all about the team. We never had issues with any of them. A lot of those kids just want to be part of something special, and that's exactly what they got to experience this year. And like I said, just amazing group. We're going to miss all 9 of them.
This year was a class example that preseason ratings are just that. Preseason ratings. Even with losing a 9-man senior class, so many players got legitimate varsity experience that they could take into not only next year, but the next 2 to 3 seasons. That has Coach Johnson excited for the future of Prescott basketball.
Coming in the year, you know, we weren't picked to win our conference this year. You know, some polls had a second, some people had a third. We weren't ranked in the top 10 in the state. Somerset, our conference foe there, they were picked 6th in the state. They were picked to win our conference. You know, we knocked them off 3 times this year. Hard battle, hard fought games against them. And like I said, it kind of makes this year even more special to come in and not have those high expectations from the outside. I mean, we did feel from day one that this team, if everything came together, we would be one heck of a team come playoffs, and that's exactly what happened. But coming back, we got a great core to build around. I mean, Kobe Russell is a sophomore. We feel he's already has cemented himself as one of the best defenders in the state. He has just scratched the surface offensively. He's just figuring things out. Max Monteith, another sophomore who came down, who played big minutes in the sectional final, big minutes in the state game. Both those two sophomores are extremely talented players. I mean, what they could become is scary, and I think they could be that good. And then Barrett Temmers, who's going to be a senior next year, boy, he's just a bulldog. He's just one of those kids that we can build everything around that kid, what he gives us offense and defense. He's an electric shooter. He played a great year for this year. And then you got some other of these guys we just expect to take on big roles. I mean, Teddy Burnick's going to be a senior, and we got some sophomores to be juniors that, boy, I tell you what, if things go as planned and they have big offseasons, you know, there's no reason we're not going to be a very, very complete team next year. And then, again, come fresh from the sophomores, our sophomores next year, we got some kids that we just can't wait to see what they develop into. So we feel the future's bright. We feel we've got a huge nucleus coming back to build around, and then some young stars that, boy, if they put the work in, could be great players.
The Cardinals finished their season with a 21-7 overall record.